Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, this is your host, Eric Offner. You've just heard Sidney Bechet's famous Blue Horizon, the theme song. I have a very interesting program today. The first part, we'll listen to the pianist Dick Hyman on improvisations on Scott Joplin. The second part of the show will be The Many Faces of Dorothy Donegan. In other words, two great pianists. Let's listen to some music by Dick Hyman.
Thank you.
little bit of information on Dick Hyman, who is probably one of the best-known musicians of the last century, and of course, playing to this very day. He's a pianist, organist, arranger, conductor, composer, a studio musician. He's traveled to the Soviet Union. He's performed at the White House. He's done documentaries. He's won many Emmy Awards. He has orchestrated Broadway musicals. He's composed many scores for films. And he's been with Woody Allen on just about all of his films as music director. In New York City, he's best known as the artistic director of the 92nd Street Y's Jazz in July series, which he recently retired, from which he recently retired. You've heard 12 pieces of music, and I'll list them for you. The Entertainer, Heliotrope Bouquet, Fig Leaf Rag, Stop Time Rag, Pleasant Moments, Gladiolus Rag, Peacherine Rag, Elite Syncopations, A Breeze from Alabama, Scott Joplin's New Rag, Something Doing, and the Chrysanthemum. All these numbers are very brief. The longest, Something Doing, lasted 3.5 minutes. The shortest number was Pitcherine Rag over 53 seconds. I hope you enjoyed Dick Hyman's elegant playing of rags. He's incredible. He can do any form of music, and he has done so. From jazz to classical to rags. Thank you, Dick Hyman. The second half of this show is devoted to Dorothy Donegan. I'm juxtaposing a most colorful, exciting, very exuberant performer with the most quiet, staid musician in the business, Dick Hyman. I love both their playing. While Dick is from New York, and a Columbia University graduate, Dorothy Donegan is from Chicago, and she too has had a wide range of study, including the Chicago Conservatory and the Chicago Music College. She started to play professionally at age 14, and back in 1942, Dorothy Donegan recorded Piano Boogie and Everyday Blues for the Bluebird label. Let's listen to some of her music. Thank you. The first piece is Donegan's Blues. It runs for more than 10 minutes, and of course, it's Dorothy's own composition and improvisation. I then followed up with a lovely tune called Willow, Weep for Me. And to show Dorothy's wide range of music, I played Beethoven's Minuet in G. We now go to W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, standard jazz piece. Dorothy does a great job on it, and she finishes up with one of my favorite songs, Mac the Knife.
Music direct from the London House in downtown Chicago. Yes, it's the music of the Dorothy Donegan Trio, and here she is. That W.C. Handy wrote that one, and that Miss Dorothy plays St. Louis Blues. Thank you.
The beginning of Dorothy Donegan's recordings come from July 22, 1975, with the great Arvel Shaw on bass and the great Panama Francis on drums. And the remainder of the show came from the London House, famous place in Chicago, where Dorothy was born. I hope you enjoyed the music. We had the great Dick Hyman, the great Dorothy Donegan, two pianists who are among the greatest pianists of all time. You've had little talk, a lot of music, and I hope you enjoyed it. This has been Eric Offner. You've listened to Eric's Sounds of Jazz. If you'd like to email me, I'm at eoffner@optonline.net. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you the next time.